This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Even before Detroit got itself an emergency manager and became the biggest city in American history to declare bankruptcy, the headlines, the images coming out of the Motor City have been pretty grim. And as travelers abroad are discovering, that has led to all kinds of interesting encounters with the locals when they find out you're from Detroit. So do you tell them I'm from Detroit or hide it? That's the question posed by my next guest, Detroit Free Press travel writer Ellen Krieger. So there you were, Ellen, traveling around Ireland. And I know from going there for more than 40 years, the Irish will always ask a Yank where he or she is from. They figure they might have a relative or a friend who emigrated to your town. And of course, you would know him or her. So how did things go for you on your Irish trip?
Well, you know, the Irish are very, you're right, they, most of them have a relative, a friend,
yes,
in the United States, and they do have a pretty good grasp of geography in the United States, and they've heard of most of the cities, but it is the concept of what they know about every city is a little bit different than we would have back at home.
So when you said, as we all, so many of us do from Michigan, you go, I'm from Detroit, because you figure people kind of get that. What kind of responses did you get?
I've been the travel writer for 11 years, and I've traveled all over the world, and I almost always tell people I'm from Detroit. I live in the suburbs of Detroit, but Detroit is sort of a geographical shorthand because people around the world have heard of our city.
Right.
But this time was the first time in 11 years that when I told people I was from Detroit, people said, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, or it provoked a lot of pity and sympathy and worry on the behalf of the people who I talk to.
Really? And what kind of impressions were you gathering that they had about Detroit, and how different were those impressions from real life in Detroit?
One of the people I talked to, they did have a friend of a relative who lives in Detroit. So they actually had quite a level of information about the bankruptcy, about the problems of the auto industry. But her conclusion was, because we're in bankruptcy, the auto industry is destroyed, and therefore Detroit is a ruin. And the problem is, when you're traveling, you don't want to spend a lot of time explaining things or getting into arguments or getting into political discussions. So it makes it real pretty difficult. So I just did a lot of sighing and keeping my mouth shut and trying to quietly say it's not quite like that, or things are looking up, or I'm proud to be from Detroit. But it was very difficult this time.
So what you found is that all the headlines about Detroit's troubles have drowned out that cool image as Motown or the Motor City. So now it's no longer the city put the world on wheels. It's broke, busted Detroit. So you decided to try I'm from Michigan. And how did responses change?
Well, I tried. I'm from Michigan. That's in the north of the country, and we have a lot of snow. Well, that was a good answer, because people, then they talk about the weather, and they talk about their weather. And, of course, all weather is local, and they just had a lot of storms in Ireland.
Yes.
So we talked about the weather. That avoids the topic, but I didn't feel quite comfortable with that.
You know, it's interesting. I found over the years, because we have family in County Cork, we are there every single year and sometimes more than once a year. And then we'll travel up the west. And I can remember being in a tiny, tiny town in County Galway, out in Connemara, where Irish is spoken here, English is understood. And teenagers would get excited when they found out I was from Detroit, because they knew that's where Eminem was from, or Kid Rock was from Detroit. But it kind of sounds like in that time, sadly, the bankruptcy headlines have kind of tanked the cool image.
You know, I think that because the news of the bankruptcy has been on the front pages or on TV around the world. So if you're traveling in the United States, it's a little bit different. People know Detroit for its sports teams, its music, good entertainment. You know, people can see a little more complex picture of Detroit. But abroad, there's more of a single message that's getting out. So it used to be Detroit's the Motor City. That's where they make the cars. That's what I used to get a lot. You know, about the Motor City and the cars. People did hear before about maybe the crime of Detroit or the cool of Detroit or Motown. But now everyone has seen those bankruptcy pictures, those what they call ruin porn, the pictures of all the broken down buildings. And it's really hard to convince people otherwise.
Although I will say, I think that, it's a two-way street there, because how many American travelers come over to Ireland expecting people to have red hair, freckles, and talk like Barry Fitzgerald and say top of the morning to you, and the Irish kind of gag.
That's right, exactly.
They're like,
and there is a simplification of people's expectations wherever you go. That's right.
Yeah, very true. So have you decided going forward, are you from Detroit or are you from Michigan, or are you kind of sort of in the middle?
I will probably still tell people I'm from Detroit when I travel around the world. But I think what I was trying to do with a column is less trying to change people's minds around the world and defend how great Detroit is, because we do have a lot of problems. I think I was trying to tell people here how much every single thing you say or do is broadcast around the world. I mean, the funniest part is when I was in Ennis, Ireland, this guy didn't talk about the bankruptcy. He got worried because when I told him I was from Detroit, he said, I watch a TV show set in Detroit. It's called Hardcore Pawn.
Oh, dear Lord.
And he said, that does not reflect well on your city. Hmm. And it looks pretty rough there. And I could not defend Hardcore Pawn. It is. It's a horrible show. And a lot of these worst, most horrible TV shows that run in the United States are running all over the world. And people think that United States is like Hardcore Pawn. It's like Duck Dynasty. It's like Honey Boo Boo. It's frightening. You know, one other thing I would like your listeners to think about is how it can hurt people's feelings and good etiquette about traveling. I would never criticize someone's home. If someone said, I'm from Cairo, actually Egypt is one of my favorite places, but I might say the worried thing. I might say, are you okay? Or is your family okay back in Cairo? Which may be sort of insulting to them. I would never say, I hear that it's a pit or it's destroyed because of the violence there. I would never say that. And so I am kind of shocked sometimes when I travel in the world and people tell me things so critical about my home. And I just think it's bad etiquette.
It was an interesting piece. It was in the Sunday Free Press a couple weeks back. You can easily find it online. Ellen Krieger, good talking with you. We will look for you, your travel column, in the Sunday Free Press. As always, thanks for talking with us today on Stateside.
Okay, thanks, Cynthia.